Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from Bolton and Meek, we have Senior Aviation Engineer Carl Byers and City Engineer for the City of Jefferson, Jim Lighting, now joining us. So thank you very much, gentlemen, for being on.
Thank you.
All right, and so Carl, if you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit about our airport runway extension project going from 3,200 feet to 4,000 feet, and I do believe this program is all propelled by federal grants that was received through the Federal Aviation Administration. Can you tell us a little bit about those grants?
Certainly. The plan to expand the runway to 4,000 feet has been ongoing for probably in excess of a decade. The concern was that the total cost of this was significant and based on typical federal funding would have probably taken 10 to 12 years and multiple projects to complete. Approximately 2 years ago, the Federal Aviation Administration came out with what they called supplemental grants, of which they were at the time and still are 100% federally funded with no local match required. Typical FAA grants in the past have been 90% federally funded and 10% locally funded, so this was a huge benefit. Every airport that I'm aware of in the state applied for these grants, and there were only three airports in the state of Iowa that received these supplemental grants, and Jefferson was one of those. So we were able to, rather than have to space this out over a multitude of projects over a decade, we were able to do this as one project. Then there also is the typical federal funding, and so we were able to add some features that were beyond this. And then subsequently, because of the COVID situation, the federal government decided that for 20 and for 21, that they would fund 100% of those grants also. So I think the supplemental grant also helped relocate the road on the south end for the extension. It is paving the extension, it is relighting the extension and building a turnaround at the south end. The supplemental portion was, I think, $2.3 million, and then the federal funded that the airport had saved up were about $300,000. Again, all 100% federally funded.
And so, Jim, if you wouldn't mind telling us and letting us in on what the project plans are for this year and what we're expected to see.
Absolutely. As Carl said, the first step in this process was to relocate the road. That process started several years ago with the airport and the city working on purchasing the land that was needed. Once that all got through and we got the grant, we proceeded with the road relocation project. That started in the fall of 2019 and then finished up about mid-year last year, getting that completed and everything done on that. Runway extension itself, that project started last fall. Later in the fall, they were able to get all the grading and earthwork completed along with installation of storm sewer items and then put that on hold through the winter time. Right now they are doing the concrete paving, and after the concrete paving they'll do the installation of the new lighting system and then go into the new striping and painting of the lines and numbers and getting everything set there. We're anticipating that a lot of that work should be done by mid-summer. There's a little bit of coordination with FAA and some of that that goes along with it. But I would say by fall of this year, we should be pretty much done with this project.
And so, Jim, because this project's being completely fulfilled by the FAA, does that mean you couldn't go out and get any kind of contractors that you wanted to get? Or do you have to go through some sort of hoops because it is dealing directly with FAA and their funding?
Yeah, the FAA has a process that they use to go through procurement for projects. We had to basically do a public bid on this project, take bids, review them, make sure that the contractors submitting bids were able to complete the work. You know, that was all done last summer. Once that's all done, you know, now we have basically a prime contractor that is controlling the project, and he has subcontractors that come in. He had a subcontractor come in and do the grading and the storm sewer work. The general contractor we have on this one is also the paving contractor, so he will take care of that. He has a subcontractor to do the electrical work, that type of stuff. It all pieces together by the time it's all done.
And so, Carl, should the city count itself as a lucky entity to be able to get these large-scale grants to do something like this, considering that it's a rural type of project for an airport?
Well, it is good fortune. I don't know if I would say lucky, because Jeff did a good job of supporting it with the written documentation of people that stated that how badly it was needed. Not luck, but they're very fortunate two things. One was to be one of three airports in the state to receive the supplemental grant. And then the other fortunate thing was the fact that because of the unfortunate COVID situation, the FAA did for 2 years now decide to fund all of their grants at 100%. So rather than having a 10% match, that's not required on this either. So ultimately, if this had been done a few years ago, 10% of the total cost would have been borne by the city or the airport with their what they have built up. But now it's all 100% federally funded. So that was very fortunate.
And so, Carl, is that kind of a growing trend that you're seeing across the state here with smaller airports extending their runways out to that magical number of 4,000 feet to be able to handle smaller jet engine aircraft?
Well, aircraft that need more than 3,200 feet are not present at every airport. Jefferson has a operational enough, busy enough business community, as well as entertainers that may be coming in. They have the traffic to justify a 4,000-foot runway. All airports that I know would love to have a longer runway, but can't justify it. Jefferson was able to do that.
And as we wrap up our program here today, do either of you have anything further to add in this program that maybe we haven't already covered?
The advantages of this project for the city and the airport are not only that it will be safer because it's got better clearance for aircraft landing to the south, it's got a longer runway, but it has a huge economic impact because business owners that want to go into a city and maybe relocate or build a business or expand a business, look for places where they can bring their aircraft in, fly in and out, and not have to drive. So this can be a big economic boon for the city of Jefferson by having the longer runway and the safer runway.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with Carl Byers. He's the senior aviation engineer with Bolton and Mink, and Jim Lighting, the city engineer for the city of Jefferson, joining us. Community State Bank of Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.